This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that is quite the introduction.
Hey, I mean, anything for the queen, right?
I love it.
The queen is in the building. Let me tell you something. I don't come down here. Okay, the carpet in this building is older than my grandmother. I don't come down
that
here.
That is a fact.
I don't come down here because I have to wear shoes that I have to burn later. So I came down here because Dave Harrigan told me that you were going to be here.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. And you know, when I'm done, I'm going to go over to the club. I don't know if you knew I was a member of the Minneapolis club.
Well, rumor has it.
Yeah, and so I'm going to go over there, have me a tuna Nicosi salad and my signature cocktail, the Shaletta, which is Grey Duck vodka, pineapple and ginger beer.
A tuna what salad?
I keep forgetting how to say it, Dave. What is it? It's tuna.
I have no idea.
It's fancy tuna salad, but I'm
not
saying
rich
it wrong.
To know.
And they don't tell me, and they just laugh at me later. It's niçoise. It's tuna niçoise. I'm in there like, can I have a tuna?
So that's not like a star-kissed tuna out of the package.
No, baby.
This
tuna swims up to the Minneapolis club and jumps
like
in the
gently
pan.
Gently seared, sliced, sort of laid out. Dressing, drizzled.
And you know they feed you over there on Fridays. You just sit there and they put the food in your mouth.
I don't know because I've never
been
in there.
I've parked
in front of there before.
Oh, don't park too close now. We don't have to tow you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, you have to be a
member. That's been done.
You know, now that you brought up the towing thing, I've been going out and looking out the window every 10 minutes or so.
No, you're good until 4.
Yeah, they changed the law on the street though out there, I'm told. Yes.
Okay, well,
so
watch yourself.
You couldn't
yourself.
Park at 2nd and 7th, I believe it is. And I was filling in for DeRusha a couple months ago. Got done about 6:05, was feeling really good about the production. Walked outside, car gone.
Oh.
Got a little trip to the old impound lot.
Oh.
Well, that is a really fun place.
And you know, it's easy to get caught up in here because we're talking, we're having fun. It happened to me once and I called my ex-husband and I said, hey, somebody stole a van. He was like, you have a 9-seater mom van.
Nobody
with multiple dents in it. It is 11 years old. It's at the impound lot. Nobody wants to rob a bank in the mom van.
Right.
You're good.
I don't know. If I was going to steal, that might be the thing I'd steal because it would be less suspicious.
Less suspicious. And, you know, I tell you what, those Toyotas, they made to last.
Oh, yeah. It'll go forever.
Those Hondas, they made to last. Yep. I got the Honda Odyssey at the house, the 9-seater.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you, it is 11 years old, and the only thing I've been doing is changing the oil.
They'll go forever.
Go forever.
So how was your experience at the impound lot? If it was like mine, it was magical. Sit there. Get wait in line for 20 minutes, pay, and then wait in line for at least – then they put you in a holding cell.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to get to the holding
cell.
Well,
you go to the holding cell,
yeah,
and then you sit in the holding cell, and then a shuttle comes, and I say
the shuttle. Yeah,
I use that
term loosely.
Yeah. Like some not – another car from the impound lot.
it's like they took my mom van and turned it into a shuttle.
It's kind of what it seems like. And then that dude takes you out and about, and – And that was an interesting conversation with all of us together. We were all
yeah. I was gonna say because you on a shuttle with a bunch of people who all just got their car towed. But you know me, I'm not playing about these germs. And so I told the shuttle driver, I said, listen, I'm not riding on this roach coach with anybody else except you.
Yeah.
So when I get on the shuttle, I'm not gonna breathe air with the rest of these people. So I had to get on the shuttle by myself.
You wouldn't have liked the ride that I was on because there was a dude on there who had clearly like just gotten out of the hospital. And he still had
his band and stuff on. Like, you could tell he was hospitally.
I think he had like a piece of medical equipment on him.
He was real hospitally.
Yeah. We hopped in the rig together.
I came down here. Had you told me that?
A couple weeks or a couple months ago.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You might still have something on you. I'm turning my head right now.
I definitely could. Well, Shaletta, you've got, first of all, I want to get you. You walked in here with an Emmy.
I'm not bragging. I don't like to brag. You know, I'm very.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But we can talk more about that in a second. But I did want to ask you. So do you have a lad that just went off to college?
I do. Why is he going to make me talk about this? Why?
We did this last year. I get it. That's why I was curious.
Okay, why you didn't call me and give me some kind of heads up?
It sucks, doesn't it?
It is exciting. It is sad. It is frightening. And you're celebrating all at the same time.
Yes.
And I'm going through menopause. And so that's a lot to put on my crazy pills. My crazy pills are like, hey, girl, double us up. Because I watched that boy drive off and I was screaming and I posted the video on social media, 400 and some thousand hits.
No.
400 and some thousand hits. But I tell you, it hit my heart. It hit my heart that my child is gone. And Dave, you'll appreciate this. I didn't realize until after he left all the chores he did. Like, this boy did the dishes. He shoveled the snow.
Yeah.
He did the yard.
Leaves
he took
a void.
Out the trash. You know, he looked after his younger siblings if I had a meeting or an interview or, you know, a podcast to do. And so I'm looking around at the little kids like, go get your brother. What are you looking up in my face for? I'm hungry. Go find Andrew. And they're like, Andrew's not here. And I'm like, next man up.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
Next man up.
So you dragging him home every weekend just for chores then?
Well, I was going to, and the Lord had to talk me down. Y'all will appreciate this. So Saturday, my friend Marsha's coming to babysit the kids, and we're going to go to my friend Quentin Lester. He's opening a dental practice, the Hilltop Dental in East Side in Maplewood, I think. And so they're having an open house. It opens on the 9th. So I'm going to go there and celebrate him. So I got a babysitter.
Yeah,
right?
Good.
And so I said, well, you know what? I'm going to just dip in there, say hi, and then head up to St. Cloud and surprise Andrew.
Is he at St. Cloud State?
Yes, he's at St. Cloud State. Dave's laughing. And so I thought that was a great idea. So then I was praying this morning.
Until
and
you
the
ran
Lord
by
said,
your son.
The Lord said, no, I was going to surprise him. I wasn't going to tell him. I was just going to pop up on him because I'm a pop-up kind of chick. And then the Lord said, leave that boy alone.
Yeah.
Don't bother him.
It's tough.
So it is because you want to check on him. You know, you don't know what he's doing, what he's eating, if he's bathing, if he's got deodorant on, if he's brushed his teeth. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just put a camera in his room. I figured it out. I don't have to leave. Yes, it's too expensive. I'll put the baby monitor in the oldest baby's dorm room, and then that way I don't know. Y'all are looking at me like, no, that's a bad idea.
You just might not want to know.
We are news people. One thing you don't tell news people is you don't want to know. We want to know everything.
I think that's the hardest. That's the hardest thing. And letting go. And does he have Life 360 on his phone?
He does have Life 360 on his phone.
By the way, they all know how to override that if they want to.
Oh, yeah, because it hadn't been on Jorgensen Avenue for weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are at St. Cloud State University. Yeah. Why is this saying Jorgensen Avenue? You are not here.
Right. Because that was our biggest problem. I won't say problem, but we try to leave him alone. He'll reach out to us. I'll send a text. Just kind of check in.
Okay, but see, this the part that's making me mad. When you send a text to check in, how long does it take for them to respond?
Who knows, right?
I feel like I'm in a relationship with my high school crush, and he doesn't really want me.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I should read you the text between
me. Oh, my God. I sent him like 8 texts, y'all, and he sends back K. Not even okay. Just K. I'm like, I just sent you some life-changing information and share with you my true feelings and, you know, some, and K. K is what I got.
Our son's pretty good about giving pretty heartfelt answers. Our daughter, who's a senior this year, she's just opposite. I'll be like, honey, I'm so proud of you. You've worked so hard. Like, I'm just so, this is the start of your senior year. Like, this is just so great. I just want to let you know how proud. And I think the next morning I got a text.
What else?
And it was like, thumbs up.
I'm like, see, I just cut my chest open
and pour my heart out.
Right, you over there crying, phone all wet.
I was like, I love you so much, and I'm just so proud of you.
Okay.
Ding.
Thumbs up. So we're going to write a book together, you and I. Let's write a book. You know how they have that book, What to Expect When Expecting, for all the moms and dads who are having a baby for the first time. What to expect when your child goes off to college.
It's
we each get a chapter. Each get a chapter, and we can talk to these parents, because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
It's hard to parent an adult child. This is brand new. It's like all of a sudden one day the child that you have been caring for 18 years just walks out of your house, walks out of your life, and starts their own life. That's hard for a very controlling parent. That's very hard.
It's super hard. And I know parents who are like, I can't wait for them to go. And like, you know, like, I finally get some freedom. And I guess I'm not that parent. Like,
I'm not either.
I remember I went into his bedroom and like just sat on his bed. I was sitting there looking around. I was like, where's Buddy? Like, you know, they're there for every 18 years of your life. And you're just like, and then they're not there anymore. It's weird.
It's very, very weird. You'll get there, Dave. You'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
It seems like forever for you, but it's.
It'll be that
closer than you think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the oldest one is already nearing the halfway point, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's 7 going on 8. Big kid now.
Lots of big things.
Mm-hmm.
It happened so fast.
Yeah.
I used to be so annoyed when people would say that to me. When you're in the throes of, like, when the kids
are toddlers.
You don't want to
hear that. You don't want to hear that.
They're like, oh, cherish every moment. And you're like, oh, my God.
You know what I tell people? The years go by fast, but those days are long.
Yeah.
The days are really long.
Sharing it earlier this week, my wife was home on Labor Day while I was here working, and she had, you know, one last day with the girls, right? One last day before school starts, and she was making all these plans. We're going to go to a park. Maybe we'll go to the zoo. Maybe we'll go to this, that, this. Well, I left around 9:30, 10 o'clock, just about the time that the neighbors across the street were going outside to play. That's pretty much the last my wife saw our daughters all day. Until they stopped back once to grab lunch, which they wouldn't even eat.
Eating, peeing, and getting something to drink.
They wouldn't even eat at home. They just said, we'll just put it in a box and go, because we got to go to another.
Yeah.
And, you know, 7 and 4. And my wife said, she's like, spent the whole day sitting on her, doing some stuff on her laptop on the front lawn, just hoping they'd ride their bikes by.
Just wave.
It doesn't get any, it's no different. I've got a senior in high school, and I feel that way. The other day, everyone was out of the house, and I saw her for 2 seconds, and she's gone. And I was like your wife sitting there waiting for is somebody going to
– anybody going to kiss dad? Anybody going to hug mom?
Anyone?
Okay. Nobody?
Mm-hmm. Shaletta, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this beautiful –
that's all I'm here to talk about.
This beautiful golden lady you have sitting in front of you.
Hi, Amy. Hi.
All right. We'll do that. You're listening to WCCO News Talk 830.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Shaletta's here hanging out, doing a little dance over there. I appreciate you coming in and not being on the phone.
I know. It's just a different vibe. It's a different feel.
For sure.
Plus, you know, my Emmy was in the house and she was like, you know, I've been in the house for 2 days. I want to get out. I want to meet some people. And so I strapped my Emmy in the front seat of the nine-seater. And, you know, we made the trip from Cottage Grove. We stamped our passport when we crossed the Mississippi, came on into downtown Minneapolis. So me and my Emmy, we went on the walk. You know, she had to go, so she peed on the tree outside like a puppy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I brought her in here. I'm not trying to rub it in anybody's face or show out or anything.
No.
It was the Emmy. The Emmy wanted to be out.
Yeah,
in
she
community.
Wants to be seen. What
she wants
does
to
she
be
do?
Seen. Right.
What good does she do otherwise?
She do on the shelf.
So tell us about the Emmy.
So amazing. You know, I have this little production company. It's called ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Yep.
And, you know, it promotes and does production for companies that want to market and broadcast to communities of color. And so one of the things we do a lot and that I'm known for is community service. You know, Black entrepreneurs day at the Capitol, spread love with locks, you know, food for folks, Christmas toys, whatever, giving away children's books, helping families with autism. And so for Black entrepreneurs day at the Capitol, that's our signature event every year in February. 200, 300, 400, 500 business owners come to the state Capitol and lobby legislators for initiatives and programs and services to help our businesses go from just surviving to thriving.
Yep.
Right. And so we broadcast it every year on my YouTube channel. We stream it live. But this year, Care 11 streamed it.
Oh, okay.
Through a partnership that I had with them. And so when they start putting their Emmy stuff together, I said, well, hell, I got a little something I did. I did Black Entrepreneurs Day. I got some video. Let me see if I can't enter it to win several awards. And so one of the awards was the Governor's Award, where the Board of Governors for the Midwest Regional Emmy Association, they pick one thing, one community event that happened that was broadcast, and they give it this prestigious award. And only one broadcaster gets picked every year for the Governor's Award. And that's not voted on or judged. That's not something you win. This is selected.
Yeah.
And so even on their website, they say prestigious. So anyway, I was up against the big dogs, Care 11, Fox 9, y'all over at KSTP, you know, Hubbard High, my alma mater, HU. Okay. So I won.
That's
and so
awesome.
They called me on Wednesday to say that ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com presents Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, won the prestigious Governor's Award.
So I think the rest of the Emmy nominations just
came out today.
Yeah.
Right. And I have five more nominations.
Well, yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, I do. Because Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is nominated for Community Award, Community Service, Long Form Content. Right. Also, Short Form Content. Right. And then my friend Kevin Berger, you know Kevin Berger,
longtime
Minnesota broadcaster.
Yeah.
She's won every award in the world. She said, Shaletta, you know, you've done some really funny stuff online, and the Emmys are now allowing, you know, online content.
Oh,
and
they
you
are,
do,
okay.
You do a lot of funny stuff on Almanac whenever you're on with Jana Shortle and I'm on Minnesota Live, all this funny stuff. Why don't you enter some of that? And so she helped me kind of go through the treasure trove of things that I've done. And I nominated some of my Almanac pieces from TPT on Friday night when I do the monologues. And then I nominated the video clip of me teaching Jana Shortle how to say bring your ass. Because, you know, you white people were saying it with three syllables when it's really only two.
Yeah. Well, not always. People.
Well,
some of us know how to say it.
You don't count, though. You kind of cool.
I played basketball in college.
Right. You got a little tan. You got your little tats. You know, I mean, you know, you got the slick back hair. I mean, you know, you know. So that was really funny. So I entered that. So in the comedy category, I'm nominated twice.
Look at you.
So the Almanac. So the only competition I have is myself. So,
so you're going to the Emmys.
I'm going to the Emmys, baby. So it's my segment with Jana Shortle and my Almanacs are nominated for short form entertainment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you're guaranteed a win.
I got one.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I get that night, and I get to make a speech, and I get to produce a video. It's a big deal.
It's a very
big deal.
And
so the fact that, you know, black women broadcasters are being highlighted, it's going to be so much black girl magic in that room because Georgia Fort, you know, who owns the Black Press here in Minnesota, yep. She's nominated for several awards as well. Alexis Rogers over at Care 11 is nominated for some awards. And so, you know, there's been a time in the Emmys history that it's been really white man exclusive.
Sure.
You know, like, I love Boyd Hooper, but he ain't the only one doing stuff out here.
That's a fact.
It's a fact. And so to have me there in Georgia and Alexis and so many other African-American women winning trophies and being nominated, it really says a lot about the progress that has happened and has been made in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had no idea that you were up for all the other ones, too. I haven't read the list.
I've
seen some emails going around.
Are you not following me on social media? I've only seen
I saw the governor's award, but okay. I did not see the others.
The other stuff. Okay, I'm going to need you to, in the next commercial
I'm following
break,
you. Of course I'm following
need you to go
media.
On my social media timelines and retweet and repost everything.
Okay.
Because I did, you know, spend $85 worth of gas, punch my passport to get here to say hello to you.
You know, that is true. I do owe you that.
You do that.
I should probably, you know, do the same for some of my Channel 5 colleagues. Who are up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.